Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Do you believe it? Do you? Your mama called it. She was right. Glad to see you so
make the jeans. If you ask her nice, you can twist her around. If she likes a song, if she likes a sound, I'm here to help with all that. Taking our country back.
Michelle Franzen. In Boise, a judge sentenced Brian Koberger to four consecutive life sentences without a chance of parole for the murders of four University of Idaho students in 2022. Before being sentenced, Koberger did not address the court and showed no emotion during victim impact statements, including from survivor Dylan Morganson.
Living is how I honor them. Speaking today is to help me find some sort of justice for them. And I will never let him take that from me.
Police say they still don't have a motive in the murders. Today, a federal judge in Florida denied the Trump administration's request to release grand jury transcripts in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking investigation. And a House subcommittee issued a subpoena for Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, to be deposed on August 11th. She's in prison for sex trafficking conviction related to the Epstein case. President Trump announcing a trade deal with Japan, including a 15% tariff on Japanese auto imports. And on Wall Street, stocks ended up. This is ABC News. More than 108 agencies report Gaza and Palestinians are on the brink of mass starvation. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge says an Israeli government spokesman is blaming Hamas for the holdup of aid.
They are saying that there is a bottleneck. The Israeli government is trying to shift some of the blame onto the UN itself for what they say is a bottleneck. I mean, I think that aid agencies, having spoken to them extensively throughout the war, would argue that part of the reason they can't just quickly get the aid once it goes into Gaza and distribute it very quickly is because of the conflict itself. I mean, is the Israeli military currently controls about 80% of the Gaza Strip. There is fighting, there are strikes.
Higher mortgage rates and lack of inventory are taking the sizzle out of the usually red-hot summer housing market. Home sales slid in June to the slowest pace since last September, down 2.7%. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage has remained close to 7%. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Summer's in full swing, and so are the postseason Kinsey Planter deals at Johnson Tractor. All July, you can lock in special pricing while the sun's high and inventory less. Upgrade your operation now, beat the rush, and get expert help from the team every step of the way. Make the summer count. Visit Johnson Tractor or browse Kinsey Planters online. The best deals of the year are waiting, but only through July.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn. You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, Zero Turn or Push Mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Basketball and get moving again.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Tonight, it'll be warm and very muggy with a low of 73 degrees. Then tomorrow, there'll be partly to mostly cloudy. It'll still be very warm and humid as well. There's a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day with a high of 88. Tomorrow night, there will be showers ending earlier tonight. Then it'll just be partly cloudy with a low of 67 degrees. Then on Friday, it will be partly sunny with a slight chance of a light shower in the afternoon with a high of 86 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, it is sunny. Current temperature, it is 91 degrees.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
WRCO 100.9.
Song, it's your favorite, but pretty soon you'll be changing the station, and all your old shoes are looking brand new. They want to be worn, but they never get the chance to. Heavy into everything, ready for the next thing to catch your eye for a while, then you're over it. You change your mind on it soon as the shine's gone, like you always do. Well, you don't know it yet, but make you wish that you were sleeping in my shirt. Lie about my jacket and tell everyone it's yours. When your phone rings after midnight and you're thinking maybe it's me, I'm gonna make you miss me. You're cold and hot, you burn out like a match.
think it's easy, but that's a lie. The only reason that you're good at goodbye is every boy you ever met was too easy to forget. Well, I ain't going out like that.
Again, everyone, welcome to Simon's Recreation Complex. We're here as the Sharks take on Boscobel and Dodgeville tonight. It's a warm one, but the swimmers don't care. Feels pretty good in the pool. They're ready to go and getting underway with action. In fact, we've seen some of our first meets. We had the baby sharks swimming earlier, the siblings of some of the current sharks. Bo Hendricks is here with me. Bo, do you know the baby sharks song or not?
I'm not sure. Is it just like a really, it's like Alvin and the Chipmunks singing the Jaws theme?
Oh, no, I don't know if that's it.
I was just thinking maybe that was the case, but no, this the turnout is huge right now. It looks like a lot of people are getting excited to jump in the water, myself included, but I'm being told that I have to wait until after the meet, so you did bring my floaties, though?
Yes, I did. Yeah, the Mickey Mouse floaties. They're in the car, you know. But anyway, it's a good time tonight. We're going to be talking to some of the swimmers from the Simon Sharks, some coaches, whoever's brave enough to come this way. And it looks like we might even have a few lined up as we speak. So we'll take a break and come back and give you an update from the Simon's Recreation Complex, the home of the Simon's Sharks, coming up on WRCO and WRCO.com. Coach Hying is here. This is the Sharks pregame show, actually, before the big swim. Coach, how's it been going this season?
Pretty good. We've had a lot of swimmers come out this year. We have a bigger number this year. And tonight we have a full house of sharks and minnows. A couple of baby sharks swam earlier. And it's just been a great season. The kids have really put in a lot of effort and a lot of work, and I've seen some major improvements out there on the tarmac.
So this is the final regular season meet. Do you have a conference meet yet this year?
Yes, this is the regular, the final meet of the season, and conference is coming up this Saturday, and that's going to be in Prairie du Chien. Prairie du Chien has been a small team in the past and has not been able to host conference, so it's really exciting to be able to be over there at their pool, at their facility. They have a wonderful facility with a great viewing area for all parents, so it's really nice to be able to do that. We had invite there last year, and we have conference there this year.
We've been coming here a few years, so we see the progression. We see some graduating out of this system. Would you say you're a young team this year? I think you've got more younger swimmers than you used to have, don't you?
We do. We have a very large 8 and under section this year, which is really fantastic. it's retaining them. That's the trick. So hopefully we can keep them having fun and keep them having a great time and learning how to swim even better and keep them coming as the years progress. I know we do have some graduating this year, one of which is my son. So it'll be the last time I get to watch him swim. And it's been a privilege. He's come after work just to swim for us. So it's been really wonderful to have that opportunity to see that. And it'll be sad to see our senior swimmers go this year.
The Sharks compete. I know the WIA loosened up the contact days for high school athletes, you know, so they can have more practices and things like that. Probably does cut into some of the fun things you can do in the summer like the Sharks, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure the WIAA has found out about us yet. So I think we're good. Our season doesn't usually run into theirs, so ours is kind of a looser, really open, more geared toward the fun and fellowship and just getting kids in the water. And sure, we want to see them swim fast, but our main goal is that they're safe in the water.
Right. The key is, you know, you like to win once in a while. I mean, you know, it's out there to have fun, but you got a shot here tonight to get the win?
We hope so. Boscobel is big, but I was told by their coach, I got some inside information, that they're doing fewer events today because of the heat. So we'll see. Maybe we can squeak out a shallow victory.
Well, so tell us about the heat. How does that affect a meet like this?
I sweat more. But the kids get to go in the pool and they get to cool off. And the water here at Simons feels a lot cooler in this heat. So that's really nice.
Awesome. Well, good luck tonight. Thanks for taking time to talk to us.
All right. Thank you. Have a great night.
You bet. Coach Chad Hying joining us here at the Simons Recreation Complex. We'll be back with more here on WRCO.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. But you went home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? Back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin. Where you'll be forgotten.
fixed like a lovesick one. And then she pleaded to dad fathers. Drove her in the car down the Sears floor bar. Bought her that guitar and that was the beginning. Now she's down in the cellar with the amp turned up. Girls with guitar. Socks and stockings on the old gym floor. Whenever I bought her things, two garage band covers. She was checking out riffs and memorizing chords.
Morgan Worthington joins us, a member of the Simon Shark Swim Team. How's it been going this summer, Morgan?
It's been going pretty well. I've had a lot of fun at practices, and I enjoy going to meets and spending time with my friends.
Do you compete a little bit with not only the other teams, but your sister, or not?
We aren't in the same age group, but if we were, I definitely would be.
What do you love the most about being a shark?
I like all the nice people that are on the team. Everyone's really kind, and they'll cheer for everyone, and you never feel alone.
When you're swimming indoors as opposed to outdoors, what do you like better? Because I know you have some outdoor pool opportunities during the season, don't you?
I like Simon's because all of the other pools are really cold, and it's not fun to get into, especially when you have conference or invitational there, and you get in at 8:30 in the morning.
So any other fun activities you've been doing this summer?
Not really. My mom coaches, so she helps with morning practices, and Coach Chad handles the night, so mom has to be here almost every day to help with the morning practices.
What is your strongest event, would you feel, in the pool here at the Simons?
I feel that it is either short freestyle or long freestyle.
And what about tonight? What's the team going to have to do for a victory here, to get a victory for Coach Hyang?
Swim super hard, try your best.
Yeah, that's all you can do, right? And what grade are you going to be in this year?
I'm going into fifth grade at the intermediate school.
Awesome. Well, good luck with that. Always good to see you, Morgan.
Thank you.
You bet. Morgan Worthington joining us from WRCO Sports at the Simons home meet, the final one of the season. We're glad to be here on WRCO.com and WRCO-FM. WRCO. We're back on WRCO at the Simons Recreation Complex. I'm Phil Nee. Bo Hendricks is here, and we're talking to some of the Sharks swimmers. Sophia Kramer joins us. Sophia, thanks for being a guest today.
I'm glad to be here.
So tell us about yourself a little bit. What grade are you going to be in the fall?
I am going to be in fifth, and I am 10 years old.
What about your favorite event here for the Sharks swim team?
My favorite event?
Yeah, the favorite thing that you do, the favorite thing in the pool.
I would say it would be backstroke, but I'm kind of even with backstroke and freestyle.
And how long have you been a member of the Sharks team?
Maybe two or three.
I know you have a chance to swim in some of the other locations. What makes it fun to swim here at home?
Because I can get some rides here, and I don't need, and I know this place, and I know where to go.
Do you have a lot of friends on the team?
Yeah, I have a lot of friends. There's Harper and Jewel and some other people.
Great. It's a nice night for popsicles, isn't it?
Yeah, I just got one. It's blue.
You better eat it fast, too, I would think. They've got a great concession stand here, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really do. My mom made some cookies for it there once. I forgot what they're called, what's in it. There's something sourdough bread, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember for sure, but sourdough chocolate chip cookies, I'm pretty sure it's that.
That sounds wonderful. We're going to have to check those out then. Sounds good. So what are some other fun activities you do in the summer?
I just got a new playground in my yard and a pool. Those are two new things in our yard. We go swimming. We go to Christmas Mountain. We just went to Mount Olympus this year. And we go to visit family a lot and do some... We don't normally do sleepovers, but play dates.
Well, that sounds like a fun summer. I think it's just going to be awesome. And then where do you go to school then?
I homeschool. I don't know about this coming up school stuff. We might go back to Eagle. We used to went to Eagle. We might go back or we'll stay homeschooling. I think some of my sisters and maybe brother will go to the school and I'll stay home and do homeschool. I don't know. We're still figuring it out.
Well, it's really good to meet you. Good luck tonight with the Sharks. We hope it is a lot of fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Sophia Kramer, a member of the Sharks here on WRCO Sports.
Girl I'd ever seen. Look at her, man, look at me. I thought I can't just walk up and ask her to dance with me in a beer can. I ain't about to get under that truck all Saturday long with the summer turned up, cranking that bolt till the oil's pouring in the pan. Not with me in a beer can. I can do hard work. That creek can't kill nothing but time sitting up there in that stand. Hey, me and a beer can. I can do hard work all day long. I can be anyone that I want. Give me drink and sign me up, and I'm singing Sweet Home Alabama. Might not get it done by myself, but if I can have a little 12 ounce help, I'll be good if you just put one in my hand. Yeah.
sign me up and I'm singing Sweet Home Alabama. Might not get it done by myself, but if I can have a little 12-ounce help, I'll be good if you just put one in my hand. Yeah, me and a beer can. Me and a beer can. Me and a beer can. That's all I need, just me and a beer can. From CVS, I remember thinking I'm too young for this. Those 9 months came and went, got an angel heaven sent, promised that I'd always try my best. But there's no instruction book on how to raise a kid, holding life in my hands when I
pleased to talk to Lauren Chambers next here, a member of the Sharks team. How you doing? Are you having a good summer, Lauren?
Yes, it's been a very good summer swimming with the Sharks.
What is your favorite event?
Breaststroke is by far my favorite. I'm really good at it, so.
Are you involved in any relays?
Usually at all the meets, I'm usually in the medley relay and the freestyle relay, so both usually.
Are you involved in any other sports during the summer months?
During summer, no, but during the school season, I do dance, so.
Okay. Well, dance and swimming are somewhat related, right? You got to use a lot of muscles in your body, don't you?
Yeah, it's very hard work.
What are some other fun activities you've been doing this summer?
Not much. I usually just come and swim at the pool, so.
Okay. So when you're not swimming for the Sharks, you come and swim on your own?
Yep.
And going to school this year, where do you go?
I go to the Richland Center Intermediate School, so, and I'm in seventh grade, so.
Awesome. What about a favorite subject?
I really like ELA and reading. They're, like, my favorite, so.
We just heard that you got to go, that you're on call here. So what's the next event you're going to be swimming?
I'm going to be swimming the medley relay with all my teammates, so.
You've been a great guest. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
You bet. That was Lauren Chambers here on WRCO Radio. WRCO. Emily Salis is our guest on WRCO, a member of the Simons Sharks swim team. So what age group are you in?
9-10s.
Okay. Has it been a good summer for you?
Yeah.
And what do you like most about being a member of the Sharks?
Just to hang out with my friends and swim.
That makes it a fun summer, doesn't it?
Yep.
And the coaches, do you like your coaches here?
Yeah.
What do they tell you to do? Do they give you any insight or anything to fire you up with?
They tell us to glide.
Glide. Okay. Is there a secret to that? How do you do that?
You pull when you're doing breaststroke. Okay.
I never glided. I wound up at the bottom of the pool usually. Anyway, where do you go to school?
Muscadet.
Awesome. Good deal. So you're a chieftain?
Yeah.
Good. Are you involved in any other sports during the summertime?
I do softball and cheerleading.
Oh, wow. So you are really active, aren't you?
Yep.
Who's your teacher going to be this year?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. But you'll be in what grade?
Fifth.
Fifth grade. All right. Good. You'll have good memories of the Sharks, I'm sure. Do you plan on staying with us, all the way up through high school?
Yeah.
Well, we hope you do. Thanks for coming over and talking with us.
Yep.
We'll let you get to the pool. That's Emily Salis joining us on WRCO Radio. And you are?
Zaley Coleman.
Okay, nice to meet you. Where do you go to school?
The Intermediate School in Richland Center.
All right. And what is your favorite event here at the pool?
All of them.
All of them. That's a great answer. Yeah, I like that answer. Do you like the relays too?
Yeah.
How long have you been a member of the Sharks?
Two seasons,
okay. Yeah, and it keeps on coming back. Did it take some convincing to be a member, or did you always kind of want to be a part of the team?
I kind of always wanted to be a part of the team, so.
Some other fun things you're doing this summer?
I don't really know.
Just cruising along there. Are you looking forward to school starting?
Yeah.
I never did, but that's good. You're probably a good student, aren't you?
You could say that.
What's your favorite subject?
Reading.
Reading. That's awesome. That'll take you a long ways in life. So, good. So, what is the next event you're going to be swimming here for the Sharks?
I don't really know yet. I don't know yet, yeah.
Okay. You're going to be on call, though, here. So, you know, just a little bit, I think I got the high sign. So, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
You bet. That's the Simon Sharks swim members, and we appreciate you joining us here on WRCO for our special coverage tonight.
You say you never danced to a dashboard, sang an R.E.M. under summer stars. On a jet black Chevy blowing smoke rings in the dark. You don't wanna be a rumor girl, and I feel just the same. Yeah, I know that you don't know me well, but we can make that change. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Yeah, let yourself go, follow that feeling.
sun come up. Well, I know your fans are watching and they probably disapprove, but give me just half a chance, girl, I'm daring you.
Stephanie Worthington is our next guest on WRCO Radio. I'm Phil Nee. Bo Hendricks is here, and we're sweating by the pool here tonight at the Simon Sharks Swim Meet. Joining me is Stephanie Worthington. Has this been a good season?
It has been a good season, Phil. We are building numbers. I think we're up about 25 to 30 swimmers from last year, so that's really good for us. We're still quite a bit smaller than a lot of the other teams in conference, so while the kids are doing really great and getting a lot of PRs and finishing well, it's hard for us to win a meet, but the kids are all improving and having fun, and that's what we really focus on.
I know Coach Hying alluded to the fact that you have a lot of youngsters, and you hope that you can keep them going for the next many years, right?
Yeah, it's really encouraging to have so many little kids. It's nice we have some older swimmers who help us with the younger lanes at some of the practices, and it's nice that they have these good role models to look up to, and hopefully they inspire them to want to stay on swim team, you know, until they're 18 and they can't do it anymore.
This is a family event for the Worthington family, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. My two oldest daughters swim. They've been in the pool 3 or 4 years. Tonight was the baby shark race, so our youngest, Danielle, was able to swim with a big smile on her face and her sister's cheering her on. Grant and I both help at the meets. I coach this year, so that's fun, and grandparents from all around are here. So it's really, I look forward to this all summer.
And you were a shark back in the day, weren't you?
I was. The kids look at me sometimes like, she doesn't know what she's talking about. And Morgan's like, well, she had a record. I'm like, Morgan, that was about 20 years ago. So, no, I was a shark for, I think, 10 years, 11 years. It was fun. And it's still that family atmosphere and very friendly. And you always have your summer friends. And maybe you don't go to the same school with them. And then you see them in the summer. And it's like nothing has changed. You know, you pick up where you left off. And that's the same how it was for me back in a while ago, I guess. But I just enjoy that my kids are able to enjoy something that was such a big part of my life when I was their age.
I am curious, Stephanie, now what record did you hold here for a time? I'm sure it's been broken.
Oh, it's been broken probably a couple times over. I had the 15-18 breaststroke relay breaststroke record. I don't remember the time. It was fast, and I cannot duplicate it. So.
You must have had a burst of energy and adrenaline that night.
I was a little younger, so it's always, I remember that day I kept thinking, like, okay, this is what we're going to do, and I don't know. It was just fun. It's a fun thing to do, and if you get those records, fine, but we really emphasize fun and doing your best, and it's nice that so many kids are PRing, and they are just happy about it.
When will the conference meet be?
So conference is supposed to be on Saturday in Prairie du Chien. Warm-ups start at 8:30, and I think swimming starts at 9, so it'll be a warm one. It'll be really busy. It's interesting when you go out there because then you have everyone bringing these canopies and it's like its own little village. It's really neat.
Yeah, awesome. And it's a family event, and you talk about making friends that maybe you don't necessarily go to school with, but you kind of make those connections for life sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, you do. This year I've ran across some different moms who've been coaching or starting or doing other things and just talking to them while the our swimmers are going, and I realize I've swam against some of them way back in the day. So, yeah, and these people that you meet, you know, when you're younger, I guess stay with them, and it's really neat, and my kids get to swim with people that they don't see during school, and they might be older or younger, and it's just making good connections and learning how to, you know, be receptive of other people.
We're very fortunate to have this facility. We've talked about it many times, but I don't know what we do without it.
No, like I said, I don't remember a time not coming to Simon's Recreation Complex. And I've mentioned this before too, our youngest Danielle, she loves swimming with my dad, who's almost 80. So, you know, we spanned, 75 years, and it's just such a nice place, and the kids have the benefit of being able to swim year-round. I was fortunate enough, I was able to bring a group from school where I teach at Riverdale, and we came here, and they got to use the big inflatables and things, and just just having all these opportunities at Simons, it's such a blessing to our community.
Well, thanks for being coach, the ace reporter for the Sharks for WRCO.
Yeah, I do my best. I reread them sometimes. I think, oh, but I usually send them into you maybe between 11 and midnight most times. So
I've noticed that. They come late.
Yeah, they do come pretty late, but I do my best. I try to get all the kids on there in some form or another. So it's fun, and I like to be able to highlight all the great things they do throughout the year.
Great. Well, have a great night here tonight.
Thank you.
You bet. Stephanie Worthington on this report from WRCO and WRCO.com. WRCO. We hope you're enjoying our updates from Simons Recreation Complex. The Sharks in action tonight, taking on a couple of area teams. Joining us is another member of the Sharks. We have Claire Hying. Claire, are you enjoying this season?
Yes, I am. I feel like I've slowed down a little bit, but that's because I'm actually doing 50s now.
So what does that mean for the people that don't know about swimming like me?
Usually we would just go down the pool, and that would be a 25, but this year I'm doing 50s, which is down and back, and it's a lot more work.
Wow. You got to be in shape to be a swimmer, don't you?
Yeah.
What grade are you going to be in this year?
I'm going to be in 6th.
Okay, 6th grade. All right. Are you looking forward to school again, or are you kind of still trying to chill out and have a good summer?
I'm kind of still in the summer mood, but I am excited for school because I'm going to be doing the Richland Center online school this year.
Oh, awesome. Well, let us know how that goes. We'll have to interview you in the, maybe in the mid-school year and see how it's happening. So let me ask you a little bit. So your dad is the coach, is that correct?
Yes.
Does he coach you at home, kind of giving you some pointers after you leave the complex here?
No.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, if I understand it right, you have an older brother, right, that's going to be graduating soon?
He actually graduated that last year.
Oh, he did?
2 years ago.
So he's graduating from the team then, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. And do you like all your coaches here?
Yes.
Okay, especially your dad, right?
Kind of.
Kind of. That's the best line all night, I think, actually. You got great support here. I think even your grandma's here, isn't she?
Both of them.
Oh, both of them. All right.
Yeah, and my grandpa.
Wow. So it's a big family event, isn't it?
Yep.
Great. Well, we appreciate you coming over here. What are you going to swim next here for the Sharks?
I'm going to do freestyle, and then I'm going to do backstroke, and then breaststroke.
What's your best event?
Breaststroke.
All right. Well, good luck. Get it done.
Thanks.
All right. That is Claire Hying joining us in this report here on WRCO Live from the complex. The Simons Sharks are in action in the pool tonight.
You can see it in the sun sinking down by the ridge of the holler. It's the flush in your cheeks, first time that you put your lips on her. It's the glow of the lighter when you take a pull off your first cigarette. Red. You can feel it in your veins when somebody badmouths your mama. It's the stain on your fist when you lay a left hook right on them. Yeah, you should have seen it coming by the shade of the back of your neck. Red. Red on the bottom of blue collar boots when they're working on being broken. Red like the stripes on the freedom flying, standing tall in the wind. Just like the dirt, one day we're all gonna be covered in. Heart in the chest, stains on the cross, yeah, everyone bleeds red. After the night that she finally rode away,
and the cloud of dust that she kicked up from a road that ain't seen rain. God only knows when it'll finally pour and wash away that tread.